Iran fired on three ships and seized two of them, escorting them to Iran after they tried to cross Iran's blockade of the Hormuz Strait. It was an apparent tit-for-tat after the U.S. earlier attacked two Iranian-flagged ships targeted by the U.S. blockade. At this point, the ceasefire has changed the conflict from a war of bombs, drones, and missiles into something of a seagoing conflict of blockade versus blockade, with the whole world losing, especially those who are most vulnerable, such as the hungry. Jorge Moreira da Silva is director of the UN Office for Project Services.
The disruption of the Strait of Hormuz can push 45 million more people into hunger and starvation. So clearly we need to do something.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization held a conference on the Near East in Rome, where FAO Chief Chu Dongyu called the right to food a basic human right, adding that peace is a prerequisite for food security.
We are all deeply aware that we are meeting at a critical moment for the Near East region. The current situation is adding further pressure on our fragile agri-food system and global supply chains.
The blockades on the strait are also weighing heavily on energy, with the blockade largely shutting down a large part of global oil and gas shipments. Dan Jorgensen is the European Union's Energy and Housing Commissioner. He says the war has cost Europe about $600 million a day, with more to come.
This is not a short-term, small increase in prices. This is a crisis that is probably as serious as the 1973 and the 2022 crisis combined. And this means that we are looking into some very difficult months or maybe even years, depending, of course, on the development in the Middle East. But even in a best-case scenario, it's still bad.
The International Energy Association sees the current crisis as the biggest one ever. Fatih Birol is director of the IEA.
We are facing the biggest energy crisis in the history. We had three in the last 50 years, 73 oil crisis, 79 oil crisis, and the 4 years ago, the natural gas crisis after Russia-Ukraine conflict. The amount of today, as of today, oil and gas we lost in this war is much bigger than all three crises put together in terms of oil and gas.
Despite the challenges, he also offered a bit of optimistic news.
And this is a wonderful opportunity.
He says the crisis is triggering a major strategic response.
Last year, of all power plants installed in the world, of all of them, 75% were renewables. 25% coal plus oil plus gas plus nuclear, 25% renewables alone, 75%. So I am expecting, dear colleagues, there will be a similar response in all parts of the economy, car manufacturing industry, electric industry, and in the industry sector.
Of course, the biggest victims are those who are most vulnerable, who rely on fertilizer shipped through the strait for their food, on now severed supply chains for humanitarian aid. And of course, humanitarian workers and peacekeepers are also among the victims. UN spokesperson René Dujarric spoke about the death of a second French peacekeeper from injuries in South Lebanon.
Corporal First Class Girardin was the fifth UNIFIL peacekeeper to lose his life during the current hostilities while carrying out his duties and fulfilling a mandate given to them by the Security Council. If you'll recall, a third peacekeeper was also seriously injured during that incident. He was also repatriated to Paris yesterday and remains under medical care. A fourth peacekeeper who had sustained minor injury has now returned to his post with his unit in southern Lebanon. Attacks on peacekeepers are unacceptable and must be promptly investigated so that those responsible can effectively be prosecuted and held accountable.
He says the peacekeepers remain committed to their work. Humanitarian workers will continue doing what they can with the meager resources they've been provided by the international community. And Da Silva of the UN Office for Project Services says the Strait of Hormuz must be opened, but if that does not happen soon, at least open it for shipments of fertilizer in order to prevent a massive humanitarian crisis.
Diplomacy and nature don't have the exact speed, the same speed. And I know that there are diplomatic efforts to get a political solution for the Middle East and for this war to have a lasting peace. But the point that I've been making is we can't wait until everything being fixed to at least get something fixed in time for the planting season.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.